From the distant past, we go to the distant future. But if you're a Star Trek aficionado, this might not be quite the future you remember. Lori Bushman and Darcy Drollinger have been presenting Star Trek Live, Mud's Women, a drag rendition of one of the most iconic episodes of the iconic TV series at the Oasis in San Francisco's South of Market area. I saw it on Saturday night, and a very good time was had by the full house, as you can hear in this little excerpt.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission? To explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Still trying to run away from us, sir.
Stay with him, Mr. Sulu.
He's drifting into the asteroid belt, Captain. Temperatures are passing the danger line. Our deflector shield's weakening, sir. We can't protect him much longer. That was one of our lithium crystal circuits, sir.
Bridge to transporter room if you don't start beaming that gruel soon!
I'm getting a distress call from them, sir!
Scotty, we're getting a distress signal!
There she goes. Asteroid hit him dead center.
Bridge to transporter room! The vessel's been hit by an asteroid! It's gone!
Before the show, I got a chance to sit down with Lori Bushman, who directs and also plays the role of Harry Mudd, and Lee Crow, who stars as Captain Kirk. Lori, I guess I'm going to start with you. You're one of the directors of Star Trek Live. Tell us why Star Trek Live. Why did you want to do this show?
Because everybody loves Star Trek, and it's an amazing opportunity to do a full drag show where a lot of the shows that we do are not, everyone's not in drag. Usually it's all men playing all the male and female roles, but this, I think it's really fun for people to see the crew of the Enterprise played by women.
Lee, it said in the publicity that you're the only female William Shatner impersonator in the world. How do you know?
Well, I don't know if that's exactly true. I do know that I'm the largest living female William Shatner impersonator in captivity.
So what's fun about impersonating William Shatner?
You can never, ever be too big to play William Shatner. You can go as far as you can go, and that's still not far enough. So that's the fun in it.
Mud's Women, you know, I'm a huge Star Trek fan, and I mean, this was one of my very favorite episodes, but not everybody listening to this show even will have ever seen Star Trek, amazingly, you know, because it's KPFA, public radio, and all that. So who wants to tell us a little about the episode that this play is taking off of?
Well, we find the Enterprise chasing an unidentified ship into an asteroid shower, and the ship is destroyed just after they beam over this mysterious man and these three women who are so beautiful and glamorous and gorgeous, and their hair is so big that every man on the Enterprise is madly in lust with them, and it's messing up everything on the Enterprise because they can't even concentrate. And then the ship is, they lose their lithium crystals because they, you know, Star Trek, and they have to go to this mining planet and get some crystals, and it turns out that the women are not actually beautiful, but they are being fed a drug by the mysterious space pirate, Harry Mudd. It's called the Venus drug that is making them look beautiful and glamorous to the crew.
So why this episode for your play?
Because of the three women, it's very iconic, and it's great to have those great drag roles for, you know, drag queens to be beautiful and glamorous. And so a lot of Star Trek only has, you know, there might be one beautiful alien woman. It's also logistics, because it's difficult having such a big cast. And so it's hard to find episodes that fit in the parameters of, you know, that we need, and also that we can stage on stage, because some of them are just impossible. There's too much space.
What is it about Star Trek that makes it so iconic for queers and even for non-queers and for you?
What I think makes Star Trek iconic is that it created a universe that we could all look at and say, in the future, we'll all be accepted, no matter what color, what gender, and presumably what proclivity we are. We will all have a place there aboard the USS Enterprise, an equal place for all of us to, you know, to be represented. That's one of the big things that I think makes Star Trek accessible and ring true with people. Now, this particular episode I love because it's so ridiculous in its gender roles and, you know, and how it's about having confidence and all that. And I think it really, it's ripe for drag, because you can heighten the male and the female characters so much. And so that's why I think this particular one and the show in general really works as a live performance and as drag. And of course, it also has to do with people loving the show so much, like myself.
So, I mean, Laura, you've done a lot of TV, live theater, taking off of TV shows. What is it about that genre that appeals to you so much?
Well, it's fun, and it's actually, I would say, it's almost unfortunate, because it's hard to do original work and have people come out to see it. But if it's a TV show that they know and love, people will flock to it. So in a way, it's giving the people what they want to see.
Do you have a favorite part of the show that I should be looking out for?
Oh, well, my personal favorite part for me is when I get to transport into the stage. And it's just really, it's hilarious and fun. I'm not going to go into the technology involved with the transporter scene, but...
Is there a transporter malfunction? Does anybody turn into two people? Or
no, there is a transporter malfunction, yet everyone survives. So, yeah, please, don't worry.
Lee, you've been impersonating William Shatner for a long time, but is this this play the first time that you've actually gotten to play Captain Kirk in a theatrical performance?
No, I've actually played Captain Kirk many, many times. And the most high-profile one would be at the end of the documentary, To Be Takei, about George Takei. I was asked to come and surprise George and his husband dressed as Captain Kirk. And so that was my big break as Captain Kirk.
Wow, what was that like?
Oh, it was amazingly fun, and George and Brad were delightful, and I surprised them, and you know that George and William Shatner had a sort of a feud about whether he, you know, whether he came to their wedding or wasn't invited, yada, yada, yada. So we kind of spun off that, and you know, I improv with George, and we were finally done, and he just didn't want to stop. He wanted to just keep going. So that was a real really fun experience for me.
Have you ever met William Shatner?
I have not.
Do you want to?
You know. I'd give him a comp to the show, you know.
Well, maybe he listens to KPFA and he'll be calling you. Yeah. And Women's Magazine, I'm sure, would be exactly the show that he would tune into. But, you know, anyway, so what's coming up next for y'all?
Well, we hope to do a new episode here in December. So
January.
In January. So we hope to do that if we can, as long as this show keeps selling out and, you know, the public wants it.
Lee Crow is the biggest, possibly the only, female William Shatner impersonator in the world, starring as Captain Kirk in Star Trek Live, Mudd's Women, which plays at the Oasis in San Francisco Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights through October 31st. If you're even a little bit of a Trekkie and you enjoy gender-bending theater, don't miss it. SFOasis.com is where you can get information and tickets. I also spoke with director and cast member Laurie Bushman, and we'll put that link on our blog